Hello, Saints. I wanted to share a thought I had today that might be edifying for us. I'm going to read from Hebrews 11, the chapter of faith, from verse 33 onwards. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Then also, there's a lot of good things to unpack out of this one, but the one I want to focus on is, of whom the world was not worthy. It's interesting, if you look up the word worthy, means deserving, comparable, or suitable, as if drawing praise, having the like weight of another thing of like value. So the world was not worthy. The world was not suitable for these men. They were not suitable for the world. The world wasn't even to be compared to these men. The world wasn't worthy of them. These men were the holy, set-apart saints of God, who basically walked in all of God's ways. The oracles of God came through many of them. They walked and lived by faith, and God did mighty deeds through them to establish His word and His covenant with His people Israel. Paul, or I think Paul is the writer to the Hebrews. It's, well, most people agree he is, but the writer to the Hebrews says that the world was not worthy of these, and then he goes on to the saints of God in Christ and says that these received not the promise, but God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Do you realize that the saints of God fall into the same category as these? John the Baptist, according to Jesus, was the greatest man ever born of a woman. And then Jesus himself said that he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Stop and consider that for a minute. Do we look at the saints around us as being those set apart unto God and holy enough, of whom the world was not worthy? And if we endure and walk by faith, we obtain the promise that God made to these. 1 Peter 1 says, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." The saints of God are more precious than anything the world has to offer. That's why the world was not worthy of them. The men of old didn't obtain the promise we have, but they walked by faith to it, and God used them, and the world was not worthy of them. How much less worthy should the saints of God be for the world? How much less suitable and not to be compared to the world are the saints of God who have been purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ? Have you considered this, saints, that those we see around us, who are actually the blood-bought saints of Christ, are the most precious thing in the world? And then, as Peter says, we ought to love one another with a pure heart, fervently, with everything we are. Not in a fleshly love, but in a spirit love, as God loved us, out of sin to holiness, consecrate us. It also explains, if you look at the men of old and those holy men who walked by faith, of whom the world was not worthy, they never had a good life on earth, did they? They wandered destitute, afflicted, tormented, wandering about in goatskins and sheepskins. They were considered like the apostles, the offscouring of the earth, a gazing stock for the entire world. The world was not worthy, and Jesus told us this in John 15 when he said, "If the world hate you, know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own, but because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept me, my saying, they will also keep yours. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know him not that sent me. The world hates and persecutes the saints of God because it doesn't know them. It doesn't know God. It doesn't have the Spirit of God. They're the enemies of God, because to be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. And those saints that we have, and if we are blood bought through Christ, then let us put in all our diligence and effort to make sure that we walk worthy of him and not worthy of the world. A lot of so-called Christians walk worthy of the world. They act like the culture, they dress like the culture, they are conformed to this world, when Romans 12:1 tells us to be not conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, to do the acceptable will of God in all things, like to offer up our lives as a living sacrifice unto God. This is how we walk, and when we do this and we are set apart unto God, we are set apart from the world unto him. This is what Christ saved us from. He saved us from sin, from death, from judgment, and from the world, to set apart the people unto himself, zealous of good works. So I just wanted to encourage you with that, saints. Look at the prophets and the men of old. They were reviled, they were mocked, they were beaten, they were killed, they were persecuted, people hated them, they killed them. The servants of God. We have nothing better to hope for from the world. But if we stand with them, we can have the promise. God's promises are so amazing that the world isn't even worthy of the saints that are in it. Therefore, the world hates them, but God is going to redeem us. Our Lord is going to come back and is going to redeem us out of the world. There's tons of scriptures, if we go into that, of how the saints are set apart from the world. But I wanted to focus on this one thing, walking worthy of God to be not worthy of the world. That the world basically... there's no comparison between the saints of God and the world. When you see someone who claims to be a saint of God and they're just like the world and they're working comparable and suitable for the world, which is one of the meanings of the word worthy, they're not walking worthy and suitable and comparable to Christ, because he is who we are supposed to imitate in all things. There's therefore nothing in our life that should not be put in the line, so to speak, for him. There is nothing that should not be crucified and cast off to be worthy of him and not like the world. Because if we are like the world, we will perish with the world. But if we walk like the saints of God, look at them. Can you imagine the most precious people in God's eyes walking about, wandering about in sheepskins and goatskins, sleeping in a cave in the earth, having no place? Even Jesus said this, the Son of Man has no place where he might lay his head. Is the disciple greater than his master? A brother did an audio recently talking about what would choke out the word of God in us. What are the cares? Would it be luxury? Would it be things that waste our time? Well, saints, consider also, what are we doing that would make us worthy of the world and not worthy of Christ? It's the same thing. If we walk worthy of Christ, we are not worthy of the world, and we are in that group, the hall of faith, so to speak, of those mighty men and the few who overcame. Let us follow their example. Amen.